The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. We're here every Saturday morning from 8:30 to 9 on WRHI AM 1340, FM 100.1, and worldwide on WRHA.com. As our 15th year progresses, I'm Steve Crump and my cohort and friend, Mr. David Rector.
Good morning.
First show of the season.
We're back.
Yeah. And it looks like it's going to pour down rain any minute. But
when there wasn't much else to do today this morning, was there?
That's it, but I'm telling you.
If you hadn't had enough rain this week.
I don't know about you, and I didn't measure. But Dover across the street measured it. Said we had 3 inches Thursday night.
That's what I had. I was gone from Tuesday to Thursday, came back, and I had 3 inches. And I have a brand-new rain gauge, so I think my other one must have been cracked or something. My dad was beating me in inches of rain, so I said, something's got to be wrong here. We got to switch this up.
Yeah, it must have had a leak.
Yeah.
Well, really, usually happens to them. They get a little bit of moisture or water in them, and they freeze, and it cracks, and there's a very hairline.
Well, you can see it. We definitely had some freezing going on this winter.
I tell you what. I had Queen City News, Fox. Mm. I was watching it last week. The guy says, we're working towards spring now. I'm going, this is the middle of February.
This is second winter, and we'll probably have a third winter before it's all said and done. But
we had some pretty cold mornings, but it was way earlier than we usually have them.
But halfway through January, I looked up the temperatures from last year for December and January, and we were in the 50s, 60s. It seemed like the whole time. And, man, we were like 30 degrees cooler than the year before. So it was
cold. That's the one thing they do on that weather forecast. I don't like to tell you how many degrees colder it's going to be today than yesterday. I don't need to know that.
Well, I could feel it. My body could feel it.
That's right.
My body was hurting.
You walk outside, you know it's cold.
Something's, and I'm getting older, but my body was, it didn't like that. 20 degrees, 15 degrees.
And because it's the first show of the season, I brought my lovely bride, Rhonda, with me because she always keeps me straight. She didn't do much for David, but she did a lot for me.
She's always.
I have to keep straight. Good morning, everyone.
Teresa keeps David straight.
I always love having beautiful women come on the show.
That's right.
So, Rhonda.
Thank you.
And thank you for combing Steve's hair this morning.
But both of them have actually come in the clutch sometimes and then really helped us out.
I should have brought Teresa today because it is her birthday.
Happy birthday, Teresa.
If you're listening, and if you're not, you can play it back later, but happy birthday.
And there's somebody else's birthday too, her brother Tony.
You told me that.
And they're not twins. How does this happen? Well, he was born 5 years after her to the same day.
He's younger than her.
Yeah, he's 5 years younger. So what's funny, sometimes people ask, who's younger, which is always funny. And my sister's 8 years younger. I had a couple of people do that, and well, she didn't like that, but we don't have the same birthday, but still. Yeah, so 5 years later, Teresa recalls being at her 5th birthday and her mother leaving, which is probably an embellished story, but
not Teresa.
Nobody knows the
go
against
here.
It, so yeah. When you're there out from Oregon, they're 3,000 miles away. So.
Yeah, that's out in Oregon. Everything's weird out there.
She was abandoned on her 5th birthday.
That's right. But she said she wanted some roller skates and got a snot-nosed brother. So you can imagine the disappointment.
Yes. Steve's birthday was last week.
Steve, who?
Crump. Didn't you say that? His birthday?
His is July 1st.
Mine's July 1st.
I thought that was weird.
He's got a milestone coming up this year.
Oh.
November 11th will be 25 years.
Your birthday.
On my birthday.
You'll be 70.
70.
Really?
I won't be that old.
Yes, you will.
No, I won't.
7. Yeah, that's right.
1955.
Time flies.
Does, don't it?
Well, it seems like we just ended this thing in November, and I was riding over here today. Like, man, that was kind of a quick little break.
It was.
I actually slept in a couple of Saturdays.
I did too.
Yeah.
Well, my problem this year was all the doctor visits.
I mean,
it seemed like I had at least two every week. I mean.
Yeah, he did. And if you've been keeping up with Steve, they finally figured out the problem. So they're working toward that. But he has been through a lot of doctors and in the last 2 years, really, isn't it?
Oh, it's been going on for...
Majorly the last 2 years.
Since June, when I had the leg surgery in 2008, June the 14th, it's been regular.
But he looks good today, and he's
tan,
rested, and ready for the gardener's bench.
Yep. And they changed the forecast this morning. Yesterday was 100% rain today and tomorrow, and this morning is 70.
We're right at the bottom. I saw the clouds coming across. We're right at the bottom of it, which kind of is what it is sometimes. But it's going to be 40 and rain today probably, so... If you got something to do indoors, probably be a good time to do that.
I always do.
And in the morning, it's going to be still rain, I think. Temperature is going to go up.
Yeah.
And then we're going to have some sun in the afternoon.
Then the rain comes back.
No, not Monday, but it's going to be cooler. It's going to be in the 40s Monday, evidently. So.
Tommy saw somewhere yesterday that is talking about a chance of snow by the end of the week.
Yeah, Wednesday night, Thursday or something's going on, but...
That'll change.
They're pushing toward freezing rain now instead of typical things. But
okay, well, it's that time, so we'll be right back to the Gardener's Bits.
This is Benny Etter. Call me at 327-7100 and see for yourself why AirTech Heating and Air earned a 99% customer satisfaction rate.
No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, carolinafreshfarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's nesting season, which means time to make sure you have seed, live mealworms, and other high-protein food available for your feathery friends. Also, be sure you're cleaning your bird feeders, bird baths, and that nesting box that's been empty all winter. Not excited about that chore? We offer a cleaning service for your feeders and birdhouses. So kick off spring cleaning now by making sure your backyard is ready. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
They were asking if you were around, how you was, where you could be found. I told them you were living downtown, driving all the old men crazy.
Well, when the boys quit drowning me out, we'll get back to this.
Boys are back in town. We're back in town.
That's right.
We're right downtown Rock Hill.
We're here rocking and rolling. You working today?
I am not working today, but our store is open. If you don't know, I'm manager of Carolina Fresh Farms. It's a little store out going toward Newport, past the airport on the right. Headed toward the big Wally World out there. So,
Old York Highway.
Yeah. It's Celanese 161, Old York Road, whatever you want to call it.
Apparently, Celanese stops at Museum.
Does. Yeah. We turn into Old York Road.
Old York Road.
So, we're just past the cemetery across from the junkyard. That's kind of.
They really cleaned up the junkyard.
Yeah, they have.
Been there in years.
That's some high dollar land. I mean, eventually, I guess it'll be something, I guess.
It's going to be sold.
Yeah.
Snipes is closing?
The Snipes. No, not now.
But if somebody comes up like us, they come along with enough zeros in front of the decimal point, they got a deal.
Steve might buy it. Never know.
Yeah.
Ain't got that kind of money.
So I do manage a store. We are open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday and 8 to 2 on Saturday.
I'd have to go to work for the federal government to do that.
We're selling
off too many people right now.
We're selling a lot of pre-emergent fertilizer now, which is what you put down in the spring to prevent weeds in your lawn. So if you have warm season or cool season, it's time to do it.
The part he left out is they sell a lot of grass.
We sell a lot of grass, yes.
Different kinds of grass.
We sell stuff that goes with it, so that's a good
sod.
Anything for your house.
They'll tell you how to lay it. I don't think they do it yet, but we don't do it.
I dabble with it, but then we have mulches and rocks and all kind of things.
Blocks. So
you have to kind of come in to see it all. But today we have a special treat. We have Sarah Goforth. Used to work at my store for many years. Her little girl's in Girl Scouts, so we're going to have the Girl Scouts coming to my store at 12 o'clock today to sell Girl Scout cookies, 12 to 2. So
I asked you a couple of weeks ago whatever happened to her.
Yeah.
They're in York.
She's a stay-at-home mom now.
Yeah, so, she's a stay-at-home mom.
She's been doing good. She had two little girls. Yeah.
I meant she was expecting the second one.
Yeah, I think her oldest girl's in third grade, the one that's in Girl Scouts, and the child's like 4 or 5 years old, I think, so baby. But we miss Sarah.
That was one smart young lady.
I tried to lure her back in, but the cost of daycare is not worth working, to be honest with you, sometimes. So.
Yeah, he was with York.
Bless her heart for staying to be a stay-at-home mom.
He was with the York Police Department.
Yeah, that takes a lot of patience to do that. So.
He still is.
Because he worked everywhere for a while there.
But
Driving a truck.
We do.
She's been in here before.
I think we have had her on here before.
We had her on the show.
And one of the 15 years shows.
Oh, yeah. Crystal anniversary.
The crystal anniversary.
It's only my
age. So I have to get you something, Crystal, and you have to get me something, Steve.
I've only got 8, you got 7. We got a while to go.
Well, we'll take advantage of the whole thing since we're part of it.
Okay. Talk about your grass real quick.
Yeah, grasses. like I said, it's time to do pre-emergent on all your grasses right now. Warm season grasses, Bermuda, Zoysia, Centipede, St. Augustine. There's a 007 prodiamine, which is the prodiamine is your chemical to prevent weeds from coming up, mainly crabgrass. Prodiamine is the generic name for barricade. So we move to the fescue lawn. We sell a product called 1608 Barricade, and that's for fescue. And Stieg always told people Valentine's Day is the target to put it down. So, yes, right now, 2 weeks from now, still all right. You don't want the soil temperature to warm up. And it's not really warming up, even though we had an 80-degree day a couple of weeks ago.
We had one just the other day.
Yeah. That precious 80-degree day. I snuck out and played golf that day, so till dark.
Nice.
Well, you got anything to kill nut hedge besides me getting pigs and them going around eating it?
Oh, nut sedge?
Yeah.
It shouldn't be up now, but it will.
It's going to be coming.
Yeah. It comes to the same spots every time, and it's the problem with that weed, it's a bulb, like an onion, basically, and it takes a lot to kill it, so you just have to treat that area
again.
Now,
you can dig the bulbs out.
You can.
It'll go away, but it'll take you the rest of your life to dig all the bulbs
out. If you're retired and you don't have anything to do, I think I know somebody could get your nut sedge out, Rhonda.
She ain't retired yet.
I know, you at home.
I'm busy man.
She can take you out and show you.
I'm a workaholic here. So.
Yeah. Rhonda does stay busy.
Okay, there's the music, and we'll be right back and talk some more grass on the Gardener's Bench.
Sod, sod, sod.
This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Are you tired of paying high energy bills trying to keep your home cool? This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
We have the right remedy. Replace your old worn-out heating and air system and start saving electricity and money immediately. Plus, your new unit will help clear your home of mildew, pollen, and dust that causes allergy discomfort.
No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's nesting season, which means time to make sure you have seed, live mealworms, and other high-protein food available for your feathery friends. Also, be sure you're cleaning your bird feeders, bird baths, and that nesting box that's been empty all winter. Not excited about that chore? We offer a cleaning service for your feeders and birdhouses. So kick off spring cleaning now by making sure your backyard is ready. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Won't you buy?
You must have known I was half asleep this morning.
Yeah, we got to do something to kick off this 15th anniversary.
We could have played that whole song during break. It ended about right.
We don't have
time.
That long, pal.
It's the show's 15th anniversary, not ours.
What song is it you want to hear? That one right there. That's what people say.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Anybody that plays music, they love that. They don't love it probably because they take requests. Everybody's like, Freebird. Like, no, we don't play that. Sorry.
I'll tell you a quick story, and then we got to get back to business. 1974, I was at a concert at Western Carolina University, and people were actually protesting. Ooh. It was the first shows that your student ticket wouldn't get you in. You had to pay a dollar to see it.
Oh my gosh.
The band out of Charlotte was an original startup band called
Sugar Creek. There you go.
And David, Butchanepa played, that's when I met him, was at Western. Marshall Tucker out of Spartanburg was the backup to the backup band. And the backup band was Lynyrd Skynyrd's.
How about that?
They were 6 weeks from releasing Freebird.
Wow.
And Charlie Daniels was the main track, and Freebird just kicked them in the dirt. I mean, it was bad.
Let's just say probably after that came out, they probably wasn't doing dollar concerts anymore. Probably cost more to get in there.
$1.50.
Your student activity fee paid for it up to that. They said we need more money. Well, they charged $1. $1 was a lot of money back in 1974.
That's a good story. At Freebird, also, we would like to welcome back our Wild Birds Unlimited young lady, Lauren.
Miss Lauren, so, I don't know when she's going to be on here.
That's a tribute to you this morning for getting back on board.
That's right.
Longtime sponsor.
Yeah. And sometimes co-host on here. She actually does a good job when she comes on.
Actually, her and Rhonda being the host.
Yeah, her and Rhonda did one show while Steve sat here.
Yeah.
I was going out of town
yesterday and got my bird food.
Yeah.
Got a big bag of bird food and my two suets for the...
Yeah. And they have value cards or whatever.
Yeah.
Frequent flyer cards, whatever.
You get a discount.
You get discounts and all that good stuff, so... They have one at Harris Teeter right there beside, what's that breakfast place?
Eggs Up.
Yeah, and then they have one over in Indyland
right beside
across from Sun City over there.
It's beside the Harris Teeter over there, I think.
I've never been
to that one, but that's what
I've been by there. There's a lot going on over there now. So
okay.
Good.
But the only thing we're supposed to do to our side right now is the pre-emergent.
Yeah, pre-emergent now.
007.
Two applications there. A lot of people come in this time of year wanting to know, can we spray weeds? And it's really not a cost effective right now to do that. It's too cold, so just be patient and wait a little bit. Get the pre-emergent down. Pre-emergent does not kill weeds. A lot of people get confused on that. Pre-emergent means you're getting in front of it. Yeah, post-emergent is the killer. Weeds, so yeah. It just has to be warmer for the chemical to go from the leaf all the way to the root. So.
Well, some people in this room right now don't believe it, but most of your weeds now die when it warms up.
Yeah, a lot of
times. Then you get summer weeds, and you have to do something else then.
Yeah, true.
She doesn't want to wait till it gets warm enough for them to die.
Yeah, what happens is a lot of times you put the chemical out, and it, like I say, the leaf accepts it, but it never makes it to the root. It just kind of dwindles because the temperature is cool. So.
Yeah, it's all temperature related.
Kind of like us. We get too cold, we just stop moving too.
If you got fescue, in my little opinion, you should have done everything you're going to do to it for summer.
For seeding, yeah, now. You should have done your seeding already.
That's
now.
In the fall.
Now, if you just have a brand new lawn, dirt, and you need to put seed, go ahead and do it now. And we can get the seed up and then do a pre-emergent maybe April, May. But
well, we have a summer like we did this winter, it might do great.
Yeah. You know, oh, cooler.
Cooler, warm up, cool down, rain.
Well, 2 years ago, we had a good summer.
Welcome to the South.
Yeah.
If you don't like the weather today, wait till tomorrow.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's winter. I kind of like the fluctuating temperatures, and I'm sure people in Buffalo would love to have a warm day here and there or something, but I don't get it.
Exactly.
Many years ago, we were in Myrtle Beach for the
nursery show.
Oh,
and Tommy and I put on the golf tournament before you did back then, and I got a phone call at 6:30 in the morning. It was a golf course. I said, what's the problem? It was 20 degrees and we can't let you out here today. I said, that's not my decision. It's your golf course. You tell me if you're gonna let us play or not. And I think that afternoon, you and some others played.
Some of us went back out there.
And the wind burned you all red.
It was too cold, man. You couldn't. There was one tee box you couldn't put the tee in. Froze like a rock.
That was on Thursday, and on Saturday it was a high of 68 degrees.
Yeah. But that used to be a good little show down there.
It was.
They combined the landscape and nursery show. Now it's the organization's called SC Green. And they had it a couple of weeks ago down in Columbia. They had a good turnout.
Well, it was South Carolina Nursery and Landscape Association, and they added turf maintenance people.
Yeah,
which I'm not sure it helped anything. It was the middle of the recession and everything. It just fallen apart.
Yeah, housing thing went down.
They panicked because the membership had dropped. They kept saying, you give it two more years, we'll be all right. But
it happens. Things... Anyway, trade shows are right now. It's kind of a dwindling industry. People like to look at stuff online and punch buttons, and I like talking to people and seeing it.
I do too,
hands on it.
What they're telling me is changing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not getting great crowds, but it's not dwindling. Yeah. It's not getting less anymore.
Yeah.
But they don't.
And you know, I'm usually gone this weekend. At the Monterey Hardware Show, which is Florida Hardware now, but Brenda's down there with her sister going through the show. So I stayed here this time because it was Tony and Teresa's birthday. So so I get to be on the first show kickoff here. Next week, we're going to be down south going to see the York County Masters Gardeners show.
Yep.
There. All right.
We'll be right back to the Gardeners Bench.
Had dreams about the West and started to roam. 6 long months on a dust-covered trail. They say heaven's at the end, but so far it's been hell. And there's fire on the mountain, lightning in the air. Rolling them hills and it's waiting for me there.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's nesting season, which means time to make sure you have seed, live mealworms, and other high-protein food available for your feathery friends. Also, be sure you're cleaning your bird feeders, bird baths, and that nesting box that's been empty all winter. Not excited about that chore? We offer a cleaning service for your feeders and birdhouses. So kick off spring cleaning now by making sure your backyard is ready. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech. Replace your old worn-out heating and air system and save money immediately. Plus, your new unit will help clear your home of mildew, pollen, and dust.
No matter what the weather calls, AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Every day is a lovely day. Just be thankful you're here.
I love that song. I hear it all the time.
I do too.
Think about the gardener's bench.
I don't listen to it much. I listen to WRHI, believe it or not. I'm into talk radio. It had been for 20 years.
Well, that's good.
I listen to The Bridge most of the time.
Yeah, The Bridge.
WRHI AM 1340.
It's a good station to listen to.
And she listens
FM 100.1.
She listens to RHM too.
Yeah. Yep. They have a lot of stations here.
Four.
Yeah. 94.3, 107.
Back in the old days, they couldn't.
100.1.
They couldn't own two AM stations.
104. It's actually 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah.
Count AM. I see the sign out here. You can't see it.
AM, FM. Bridge.
There's Bridge. The 90,
there's 90's on 94.3, 107.1.
Interstate. Oh, there's Country, 107.1.
Yeah, 107. Yeah.
Interstate 107.
Yeah.
Interstate.
That's the country station.
That was the FM station in Lancaster. Mm. They had to buy both of them, and then they had to sell the AM because the FCC wouldn't let you own two AM stations.
Well, they've done well. I mean, that's radio's kind of been up and down over the bunch of years, all these apps and stuff you can do. So,
yeah, and you can listen on the WRHI app.
Yeah.
Yep. You can take the gardener's bench on the road with you.
You know what I listen to on the WRHI app? I listen to Friday Night Football. Mm-hmm. Now, listen to Matt over here calling.
I have my little phone, my little headsets at work, and I
program. Boom, 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 boom. I listen to the Northwestern Trojans. Northwestern Trojans winning the state championship on there. How about that? Since we were gone, that happened.
It's good time.
How about that?
Well.
Yeah, so like I said, we're open today, 8 to 2. Come on out. Girl Scout cookies, 12 to 2. Come help us out. We got everything you need for your lawn. We love to help you do it. If you want somebody to do a project for you, we've got lots of landscapers we can hook you up with. And
we'll see you next week on the radio.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI.